Hey guys, thanks for pressing the play on this one. This one's a podcast exclusive, not up on the YouTube channel. I love the quick couple of minute format because I don't have time for the gluttonous 2 to 3, sometimes 4 hour podcasts. And I don't need to take up too much of your time, but I did want to dive deeper into my latest episode of Restaurants Underestimating Their Potential. In it, I discussed how you can't charge $6 anymore and showed a quick way to double a guaranteed sale to that customer by combining items into a meal. Now, I know some customers were going to bundle anyways, but by closing that gap and including the side and the drink, instead of taking the chance on that customer's decisions, we force it on them for them in a way that's not too intrusive, right? Most people come out for a meal, so we're just making it simpler to order that way, and it's guaranteeing a couple more bucks in your pocket. So why not, right? But I don't want to focus too much on the dollars because I discussed that already. If you do have a question, feel free to ask me on my social media handles. I'll mention those at the end of the show. Moving on now, though, potential. What does it mean? What is the potential of your business? And what did I mean by underestimating it? From what I've seen, people open up a small restaurant because it's always been a dream of theirs to do so. But they don't have a vision for success. They just figure, we'll do breakfast all day, we'll flip burgers, we'll do pizza, we'll do desserts. There's no brand, there's no attraction, there's no reason to check out your place over every other place in the area. This is a gross, massive error by these people. Or, you know, there's others buying a previously owned business, and they're just continuing the same menu, even if they weren't overly successful. I see it everywhere, all the time, and it drives me nuts. By making your menu dated and doing a little bit of everything without a clear vision, ultimately, you will fail in the long term. You might succeed. You might succeed for years based on a reputation or just being the local shop, but you're setting yourself up for failure. Your customer base will grow old with your business, they'll start ordering less food, and it'll move away or they're just unable to come as often as they regularly do. You're not going to attract the next generation of potential customers unless they have to bring grandma out for a visit, right? You won't attract the next generation of potential employees because there's much cooler and better options and opportunities out there in the workforce nowadays. And there's other places that could open up anytime with a brand and vision and steal your customers away because you're doing the same old thing and they're the new, exciting, and fresh. So, how do we realize that potential? Whether you're an old or new owner of a restaurant, you need to look at what the hottest selling item is that's making you money. Maybe it's a particular burger, maybe it's the chicken, or heck, maybe if your place is Mario's Pizza, it's pretty obvious what you should be focusing on, right? That's your attraction. That's the reason people need to come out and see you. Build your brand around it. Build your menu around it. World's best pizza. Best chicken in town. It's an old true and tried format. But it works, and you absolutely have to live up to the hype, right? By giving people a reason to check you out, by giving them that, and by basically telling them what to check out, you're going to create natural word-of-mouth marketing and buzz. All of a sudden, you're not just a local place, you're that local place with the best this or the best that. Instead of spreading yourself thin, trying to please everyone with everything on your menu, you have a targeted demographic that loves your food and will bring out friends and spread the message about your business and their experience. So rather than being the place they bring grandma, you're now the local stop when they need their fix on pizza or amazing unique burgers or homemade hearty soups, whatever it is. And by bringing in a younger demographic, because you're not a dated restaurant anymore, they'll use social media to share their experience. And that in turn is content and free advertising for you on a much bigger platform that didn't cost you anything. Now friends of friends are hearing about you and seeing your food and you're in their minds. They're seeing advertisements of your products that's not costing you a thing, and now you're back in the game, right? You weren't even in the fight before, but after doing this, the gloves are on and you're swinging for the fences. You're in a position to succeed and capture an entirely new audience you didn't know how to reach before. And all you've got to do is have a vision and work every day to produce that vision for your business. Owning your own restaurant may be a dream of yours, but if you're thinking like a dreamer and not a business owner, that dream can quickly become a never-ending nightmare. It's time to wake up, look at the numbers, and find out what's going wrong and make it right. That's it. Thanks for the extra time, guys. I want to hear from you. I'm always available to chat. If you want to discuss your business and its troubles or ask questions, I'm easy to find. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at the handle @J, that's J-A-Y, at the table. We'll talk again soon. Thanks again.